got some options for you today on Daf Yomi. The first recording is this year's 13th cycle Daf, followed by a brief review, and followed afterwards by either the previous cycle, number 12, sometimes number 11, sometimes even number 10's version of the same Daf, so that you can get a nice selection of different ambience, different participants, and different levels of explanation. Enjoy. Today's Daf, Masechet Pesachim, brought to you, Mibein Chomot, Yerushalayim, is Daf Pei Gimel. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah near the top. Ha'atzamot v'agidin v'hanotar yisarfu b'shishasar. Anything that is left over, now the Mishnah here separates atzamot and gidim from notar, which is a little bit strange, because if we're talking about bones I can understand, because if we're talking about bones, then we're not allowed to break them open, so maybe there's no way to get to the marrow inside the bone, and the marrow is edible, but you can't be over on the Yisr V'etzum lo tishbrubo. So that would be notar, which I don't want to mix with the other notar, because by definition it'll become notar. Because normal notar is something that I should have eaten, but I didn't get around to eating. So I can understand why we would make atzamot separate from notar. Gidim is a little bit problematic, because one would think, if gidim are edible, then they're like any other meat. If you're talking about gidim that are edible, then they don't become notar. So we'll have to see in the Gemara what exactly the gidim are that we're talking about here. But in any event, anything that requires sreifa because of notar is not burned on yontif. It's burned on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is Shishasar. There's a number of different reasons. We've seen before Boker Sheni, and Notar Adaboker, which is mentioned twice, but there's other reasons as well, which we'll get to at the end of the sugya today. If the 16th, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, is Shabbos, so then Chol Shishasar Leot Shabbat, Yisarfu B'Shivarasar. Nufish Ein Dochin, Aloat HaShabbat V'Aloat Yom Tov. Sreifat Kodashim, even though it's a mitzvah, we would have to consider why we wouldn't say yes to Docha Lota, and so on, but it's not Docha, not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Omer of Mori Baravu, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Atzamot Kodashim, Shishimshu Notar, Mitami Yitzchak. If you have bones that had some marrow in them, then you should know that the bone itself, even though it's not edible, is considered to be an extension of the marrow that's in it, and it's betame yadayim, because it was not said basis the davar ha'asur. The Tosfos explains elsewhere that we're not talking about that there's currently some of the marrow that's left inside. Because then you would have a stamet in of yadayim. Yadayim are always matame. Something that you need to hold in order to have access to carrying around the other thing is going to be matame, because it's a conductor of the tumah of the notar becomes stamet once it's notar. So that for sure will be matame yadayim. Of course, this is a durabonim. But we're talking about even if it once was mashamish notar. Why? That's why we're borrowing the terminology from Shabbat. Karo v'nase basis ha-davar ha-asur. So it's having once been established, thank you so much, having once been established as something that is part of the notar, it remains tamei als notar. This is Ramori Baravu as Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush.
Is notar itself tamei?
Notar itself is tamei min rabbanon. That's why we say yadayim. Yeah. Yadayim, whenever it says yadayim, it's always to min rabbanon. So name of Yisrael. So then this seems to be exactly what he was saying. Now that I read the Mishnah, I suddenly connect, because it says Atzamot Vagidim Lanotar Yisarfu L'Shishasar. So now I ask you, when it says Atzamot in the Mishnah, what is it talking about? If this is a reference to bone without marrow, then there's nothing to eat. And why is there notar? So Lama B'Sreifa Nashdino. I don't need to burn it. I throw it out with whatever, all the leftovers. The Torah is only Mechayev Sreifa on notar itself. To say, you know, what the heck? I mean, you know what it is to burn bone? You know what we're talking about in terms of the tircha, in terms of the heat, the money it's going to require in order to get something that on?
The Germans learned.
It's a big problem. So there should be no Chayev of Sreifa. Elapshita. To eat b'moach. It's got to be talking about that, in fact, there was marrow in the bones. So now, amrit b'shlama, if you're going to agree to what Ramori Barabua said, that shimush notar is indeed meaningful, okay? So if it's a miltahi, so the hamtalachi by sreifa. Once these atzamot are themselves the handling of the notar, which is the marrow inside, I'd have to burn them too. But if you're going to tell me that shimush notar lav miltahi, if you're going to tell me that the fact that something once was used for notar does not mean anything. So if it doesn't mean anything, at this point, is it also to break the bone? No. It's already a carbon that's benifso, right? There's nothing left to eat. We darshan from the law, etzim latish buru bo, only if it's kosher, bo. If it's not kosher, there's no longer any iser of b'shviras etzim. Okay, so what should we do? Break the bone open, remove the marrow, burn the marrow, and throw out the bone. What, we got to sit here? I mean, that's crazy. That's a heck of a lot easier than trying to burn the bone. Shalom alo sreifa, net burino, break it now. Nichlat salamoach, let's remove. Lumach, they do remove its marrow. V'nisr fei, burn the marrow. V'nishtena l'didum, throw the rest out. And alav, the only solution is to say that the Mishnah is taken for granted. Ramori baravu am Rabbi Yitzchak's din that shimush notar is indeed a basis of davar also, and it remains also. Shema mina shimush notar nilte. So we're not necessary. There is an alternative explanation to this Mishnah. Amri lo. I could tell you that the Mishnah knows nothing about this concept of shimush notar. The reason that the Mishnah says you have to burn the bone is because the Mishnah holds you're not allowed to break the bone even after it became notar. And this Tana apparently holds that when it says etzim lotish buru bo, it means bo no matter what it is. Kosher, posel, doesn't make any difference. So, kosher, afilu b'posel. What do you mean? Nobody says that. The Mishnah says beferish differently. A few of the apostles, Salkadaita. Where do you get such a thing? What's not? The Mishnah says, Hamotir batahor, Vahashover batameh, enosafikat arbayim. Somebody who goes and leaves over in the case where, even if it's tar, or if he breaks it, a bone, when it is now apostle, is not over. If you're not sofik as harboim, so then understand you did a lot. Why would not be sofik as harboim? The only solution is because since it's shover b'tamei, the carbon is basal. Okay, so then you're not going to be chayav malchus. But this is a fairish mission. Who's arguing over here and saying that if once it's tamei, there you still are chayav malchus? It's a fairish not chayav malchus. No. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying that our Mishnah is saying that even if it became notar, that it was still usher to break the bone. All you're showing me is that you're not chayev in breaking a bone if it was tameh. When did it become tameh? What if it became tameh before Zrika? So it became tameh before Zrika, it never had a shas hakosher. I agree that, of course, it has to be a karm pesach. Both. I'm just saying, once the carb pesach and there's chalos of isr of etzem lotish purbo, it doesn't become a non-carbon pesach because now it's no sar. That's all I'm saying. Once it had a shas hakosher of a carbon pesach, I'm saying there's no longer any isr. You're saying there's no longer any isr shviras etzem, and I'm saying that's exactly what the Mishnah is not saying. So over here, where it's talking about if you're shaver b'tameh lo kasha. I'm talking about an R Mishnah where it had a Shata Kosha. Over here it's talking about there never was a Shata Kosha where middle there's no Isser Lav of Etzim Lotishbru because Bo means it needed to be a kosher carbon at one point. What, is there such a Tani? Uman Tani, the Shani, Le Ben Shaita, Lo Shata Kosha, Lo Eta Shata Kosha. Of course there's such a Tani. It's fresh and bright, Rabbi Yaakov, the Tani. The Etzim Lotishbru Bo. So the Tanakhama says, Bo means Dafka carbon kosher. Not a carbon that's fossil. Rabbi Yaakov Omer says, not so fast. It's not a question of its current status. It's a question of whether it once was a carbon kosher. I tell no sha'ata kosher v'nifsal yesh bo mishum shvirat etzem. Lo aita lo sha'ata kosher. If it never was kosher as a carbon, that's where it says bo v'lo b'pasul. That's where in bo mishum shvirat etzem. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it doesn't make any difference. It's defined by its current status. And echad zev echad zeh in bo mishvirat etzem, which as Tosis points out, seems to be repetitive of the Tanakhama, and he learns that Gufa, Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Shimon are defining the Tanakhama. So Rabbi Shimon is saying the way to understand the Tanakhama is What is its current status? Kosher? Posel. Posel, no din of shvirus. That's him. Rabbi Yaakov says, well, I don't care what its current status is. I care whether it ever had a din of a kosher karmen pesach. Once it has that din, it's usher midiraisa shvirus. That's him, you'll get malchus.
So that means kodem zrika would be the...
Would have to be kodem zrika, yeah. Meitvin. Kol atzamot kodashim. Ein tulanim srefa chutz me'atzamot pesach mipnei atakala. So if you have atzamot of kodashim and they were left over, you don't have to burn the etzem. You break it open, you remove any marrow, you throw out the bone. The only problem is you can't do this on atzmot pesach because of there you're going to be over. There's the takola, you'll be over in the lava of atzmot tishprobo. Therefore, you burn the bone together with the marrow. Now I ask you, what kind of bones are we talking about? Are we talking about that they currently have no marrow in them? The let bumoach, so what I have to burn them for? They're not edible. Shalom aleichem. Elapshita deit bumoach. It's talking about that these are marrow bones. And if Rav Mari Barabua was right, so you hold that what? Shimush notar mildei. What's the difference between Karm Pesach and Kutcher? It's exactly the same. You're saying, I understand that I have no brayer over here because I can't break open the bone. If I can break open the bone, what's the difference? The bone was shimushay notar. There was notar in there, and therefore it also has to be burned. So why is he making a difference? Clearly because we don't hold that shimush notar is milti, in which case it's a kasher amori barabua. You don't understand the case of. We're not talking about kol atzamot kadashim where you know what's going on. We're talking about where you find a pile of atzamot. So the Kohanim have been piling up these atzamot in the Beis HaMikdash. So now, you find that all of these bones have been broken open and the marrow has been removed. So what do you think to yourself? So if they're atzamot kadashim, where there's no iser shvirata etzem, why would I think this is an altar, for God's sake? Undoubtedly, what we're looking at is the leftovers of the Achila of the Kohanim. You don't eat the bone, but they opened up the bone. They took out the marrow to be out to the mitzvah to make sure it never would become an altar. So there's nothing left to burn. That's what it's saying. Not that Atzamot Kodashim that currently have an altar. So there, if you're dealing with Atzamot Kodashim where there's no Itzer Shvirata Etzem, so the Indem Mishum Shvirata Etzem, so then what's your assumption? These bones were undoubtedly open. We removed the marrow before they ever became notar. And of course, if it never became notar, then it never was shimush notar. If it was never shimush notar, why would it require srefa? But if you find a pile of atzamot pesach, what does your assumption have to be? Since yesh ben mishum shvirata etzem, I have to think to myself, huh? So when did they break open these bones? Must be lebotar than having notar. They weren't allowed to break it before. They broke it afterwards. They broke it afterwards, so it was only after it became notar. But then that means that they were shimushin notar. So if anything, it's goofy saying this distinction of Ramori Baravua. Vahagale shimush notar, and therefore bois reifa. That would be the only way of understanding how it works out. So in other words, this would be going, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says, look, we look at the current status. You look at the current status, you think to yourself, okay, obviously the people that broke this knew the halacha. They were going to look at the Rabbi Shimon. They never would have broken it beforehand because of the Yisr Shvira Setzah. And therefore these bones are all shimush notar. So we've got to burn them. What are we going to do? What's the point? It works out perfectly good. According to Rabbi Barbu, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Zvit says, hey, totally different shot. I'll tell you like this. We find, look at this. There's not even room for you. You stay away long enough, and what do you find out? No one is irreplaceable. You'd think that the Davyomi without Richie in his seat with the whole, you know, pay $1 to prod Richie through the internet and all of that stuff. It's inconceivable. There you go. Of course. Barnea, we've been negotiating for years.
Sorry about that.
You think it's only when they meet Richie, they say, you're Richie, and immediately take a picture. We thought he was 10 years old. Nachi says, he was in the meetings with the parents yesterday in Barkai, and people came and said, what, you're Mr. Nachi Notes? They took his picture. So excited. Okay, so what we're talking about over here is that there were piles of bones. And I mean, it's going to take you hours to look through these bones. You look at the top of these bones, and you find that the bones have been broken open, and the marrow has been removed, the top bones. So now you think to yourself, okay, if these bones are normal kachim, there's no problem with shviras ha'etzem. So you can assume that, look, undoubtedly, if I see that these are properly processed bones in which the achila was done proper, why should I be cheshish and look through the rest of the pile? So therefore, I don't have any problem. I can throw them out. But if I'm talking about Atzamot HaPesach, I've got a problem. Because over there is an Isser Shvirasa Etzem. So then I have to think to myself, Dilma Ani Dechatzino, Ma'anach Lochatzino. Maybe what I see on top is not necessarily a model for what I'm going to find on the bottom. Because it's possible that these were removed and the others were not removed. And therefore, their boy is Reifa. So Memela, Reb Zvid over here is basically arguing with Reb Nachman. He's saying, if you would know if you would find them Chalutzim, we don't have to worry about Shimush Notar. To say Mitzara Sofek, we should assume that these were removed after they became Notar. Now the shaila is why. I mean, the obvious explanation would be the guy is going to be makbid on the halacha, and I mean, what is the likelihood that he broke it be'isser to eat the meat, the marrow, as opposed to assuming that he did it be'heter after it became already nosa? I mean, obviously, isn't it like 90% of kohanim would do it right? So I don't have a rove. I mean, it's not even an even suffix in any way. Why would I not think, Samarsha's kasha, why would I not think that I am a chliyev to burn it mitzad rove? Most of the kohanim would have done it right. Tanya is the Marsha. The difference between Rav Zvid and Rav Nachman here is Rav Zvid is trying to make it assuming that the bride is going to leave it to Rav Yaakov. According to Rabbi Yaakov, we just saw, it won't help to wait after it's nosa. Once it had a shas of kosher, it's always osa. So basically, I, as a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon, I'm looking over here, some amaratzim were here. But I don't know what they did. You know, either they broke it afterwards, they broke it before. So why should I be nachmir to say that they broke it afterwards and it was already shimushe notar? If they're idiots, they could have broken it before too. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah of achila, they thought you're supposed to break it even though it's a clear pesach. So b'meila, I'm not machmir because of this din of shimush notar to go ahead and to burn the bone. Okay, obviously the loose end in that teretz is the fact that just because you hold like Rabbi Shimon doesn't mean that anybody holds that somebody holds Rabbi Yaakov doesn't mean that somebody holds like Rabbi Shimon. It's crazy. I mean, you still have a robe. Bistama, what he did was I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, and he argues on Rabbi Yaakov, but he did it right. So you still have the Agra Kosher Leduch, but you'd still have a reason to assume that you are Mechuyev for strength. Okay, but anyway, this is how he learns, and at least we make sense here of the Machlokes of Rabbi Zvid and Rabbi Nachman. Getting on to the next piece of the Mishnah. The next piece of the Mishnah we needed to worry about was the question of Hagidim. Okay, Atzamot is relatively easy to understand. But these Gidim, how do they make sense? So first of all, in general, which is usually the way the Gemara likes to approach the Mishnah. We take a halacha and then we see what do we do with this Mishnah in terms of this halacha. And memela, we get our explanation of the Mishnah. So here, Amr Yudam Arab, Kol Hagidim Basar. Basically, any gidim, which would include nerves or tendons or blood vessels that are edible, but they're somewhat tough, can be. They have a din of basar. Except for the gidim in the neck, which are very thick and they're just too hard to eat. They don't have a din of basar. Fine. Now let's look at the Mishnah in the context of Rabbi Yudam Arav. Tonight. Ha'atzamot v'agidim v'hanotar, they should all be burned on the 16th. Now, explain to me what gidim we're talking about in our Mishnah. Hechidam, even a gidei basar, we're talking about the gidim that we just said, ko gidim basar, so then I don't understand. Why wasn't it eaten? See, why wasn't it eaten? The guy was lazy. Fine, so then it's noser. So either it should have been eaten, mechlinu, and eat till tar. If it was left over, then you say in the Mishnah no tar. What is this separate category that you're calling gidim? Gidim is either basar, or it's inedible, in which case it's not no tar at all. So why would it be burnt? Elapshita, what? We're talking about gidei tzavar that you say are not basar. So then, amit bishlama basar ninu. Look, if you say that Rabbi Yoram Rav is wrong, and that actually gidei tzavar have a din of basar, except in reality, who the heck is going to eat them? So mamela, there's no chiyav to take something that you could barely chew and eat it, but on the other hand, the Torah gives it technically a din of basar, mamela would be chayav sreifa. Okay, that would explain the Mishnah. In other words, we have a category of atzamot, which you cannot eat. We have a category of gidim that are so hard that the Torah wasn't mechayev eating. And mamela, it's probably going to end up being notar. And then we have things that shouldn't have been notar, and we're left over. I understand the three categories, but that's only if we assume that Rav Yudah Merav is wrong. Ela Yamra, Lav Basar Ninu. If you're going to tell me the way that he's learning that it isn't basar, why am I burning it? That doesn't make sense that it should be in the Mishnah. Om Rav Chista, you are forgetting. There is another gid that Rav Yudah Merav wasn't talking about. That's that famous gid, Akein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael at Gid Anasheh. But what we're referring to over here is the Gid Anasheh. Gid Anasheh. You can't eat the Gid Anasheh, in which case it shouldn't be notar because the Torah wasn't mechayev you to eat it. So, well, how could it? But there's a chap here, you see. Which gid is the Gid Anasheh? Is it the right leg or is it the left leg? Because according to Rav Yehudah, not both gidim are the Gid Anasheh. Only one of them is the Gid Anasheh. The problem is, I'm not sure which one. So if you're not sure which one, you got a problem because you can't eat either because maybe the one that you would eat is the Gid Anasheh. But on the other hand, you can't not burn it as notar because maybe the one that's left is the Gid Anasheh. So each one is possibly the Gid Anasheh. That's the chap. Obviously, it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehudah. And that would explain, says Rabbi Chista, why this is not a problem for Rabbi Yudah Merab. Because I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudah, not to be confused with Rabbi Yudah Merab. The Tanya Rabbi Yudah Omer, Einono Hegel Abachat, the Gid Anasheh is only one of the sciatic nerves. And Hadat Machra'at Shal Yamin, it seems to me that it ought to be the right one, but I'm not sure. Oh, wait a minute. If you're not sure, and that's the only way that we can understand the Mishnah, so then why does the Gemara in Chulin ask, when Rabbi Yehuda said Hadat Machra'at, did he mean I think? Or did he mean I know? Hadat Machra'at, in other words, that is my Tzak Halacha, Da'at Torah, as opposed to Da'at Nota. So Elotiv Shot. So then here we should actually be able to tell me what he meant. Why did the Gemara in Chulin leave it hanging? That he was spooking this after a little bit. Obviously, he didn't know which one. Because if he didn't know which one, whichever one it is, then that's the one that you don't eat, and the other one you do eat. So, the one that is heter should have been eaten, and if it was left over, it's included in the general category of adulterers, opposed to requiring a special category. And the one that was asur, fine, so throw it out. It doesn't become nota. What are you burning it for? Om Ravika Bar Chinuna was very simple. You don't have to say that he didn't know which one was which. All you have to say is, we didn't know which one was which. That is to say, we had various gidim here, and oh my God, which one was the right one over here? Well, why didn't you mark it when you took it out? I forgot. I thought about which pile was it? It's a Richie pile. You think he's going to remember which pile was the Chatzkila? Now he's going to sit there and scratch it. I'm not sure. Is it the right one, the left one? What did I come upstairs to get? So, Mamela, we have no idea. That's the pshat. So, Kagon Shuhukru. Initially, I knew, and now Nitarvon Hagen, maybe we got mixed up. In which case, I'm going to have leftover gidim. Which, of course, makes it a little strange to make a separate category for people to get confused. But, well, lots of people get confused. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, look, it's not really a problem. You don't need to come on to any kind of sphakis and so on. We know that there's a halacha that is a minute when it comes to the din of the Gid Anasheh. And that is the shuman of the Gid Anasha. So the fat that runs along the Gid Anasha is actually not chayvat. It's shuman. In which case, it's complete heter and should be eaten together with the rest of the Korban Pesach. The problem is that Klal Yisrael has been knowing not to eat the shuman as mimachmer on it as if it's chayvat. Therefore, miyoraita, you're supposed to be eating this. But you can't eat it. So, therefore, it needs to be burned, because it is, in fact, notar. But the Mishnah would have made a separate category for those things that, despite the fact that you can't eat it, are nonetheless notar. That would explain it. So, Nitzko, the Shamna, to get a notion. Titania, Shamno Mutar Meikar Adin. The fat is mutter, but Yisrael Kedeshim Ein V'dagum Bo Yisr. To be Deicha that, we won't. And therefore, we understand you're not going to eat it. Ravina says, I got a simple explanation. The simple explanation is that actually the sciatic nerve extends to both sides of the leg. So part of it runs down the inside of the thigh, that is to say, the part of the thigh that faces the other side of the thigh, and that runs deep under the muscle along the bone. And then there's a small piece of it that extends to the side, runs along the outside of the body, but is embedded in the muscle. It doesn't run along the bone. So there's two Gid Anashas. The only one that is also Midoraita is the inner one, the one that faces the other thigh. But the problem is, we Aser both of them. So now we can't be the Rabbonin of not eating. The Mela, that explains what's going on over here. Similar to the Chelev. But we don't have to say. Of course, see, the problem with saying it's the Chelev is that it says Gidim. And that, Tosis points out, is a serious issue, because we had to give all kinds of explanation in order to avoid saying such a thing in Chulin. So I come over here, which is, okay, so he gives a whole explanation of why this sugya is happy calling it Gid. But this way, if we could say it's the Gid, there's no problem at all.
So the Gid is on which side, right or left?
We're about to read it. No. This is the Rabbanan, both of them. Yeah. The Omer of Yoram Hashmo, Shnei Gidim Hem. Each side has two Gidim. The Pnimiya Samach Etzem, the inner thigh, which is the long Gid that runs along the bone. That is Osir Miniraiz. And therefore, Chayav, if you eat it, then you're over on an Isidirite, and you're Chayav. But the Chitzon, facing the outside of the body, which is embedded in muscle, so it's Samach Labosar, it's not next to the bone. That's us. It's only Masim and Rabbanan. They're Chayav, you're not Chayav. So therefore, the Mishnah has a category, once again, a thing that you cannot eat, but me, the Arite, is considered to be food, and that is the Gid Anasha Chitzon. And that's the reference, nothing to do with Gidei Tzavah, or Gidei Basar.
When do you think that the Rabbanan would create such all these difficult debate answering the second Gid, you're supposed to, like, you know...
What, your focus should specifically be on the Korban Pesach?
To not allow for them not to do what the Torah provides them.
It's often like that. The Rabbanan of B'Shev Al-Tasa, don't mind if you end up not doing a mitzvah that you otherwise would have done, if it's important to have this Harkoka. So then the next piece of the Mishnah continues on, if the 16th, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, comes out on a Shabbos, Chal Shishasar, then you have to wait until the next day. Now, I don't understand this whole thing, yes. Come on, my. Naitei ase v'yitchilos ase. Why don't we burn it on the first day of Yontif? What's the problem? Well, you're saying you're not supposed to burn things on Yontif. The Torah said to burn the notes, so you have a mitzvah. No, so why is it an ase d'ocholot ase? Where does it say that we shouldn't burn it right away in the morning? Omar Chizkia, V'chein Tani Devei Chizkia, Omar Kra, Lo Totiru Mimenu Ad Boker, V'anotar Mimenu Ad Boker. What? I know what you said. You just need to say V'anotar Mimenu Beish Tisrofu. She'im Talmud Lomar Ad Boker. What, do you have to repeat again? Ad Boker, V'anotar Mimenu Ad Boker. It's so awkward. A construction. Ella, what's it coming to teach me? Litein Lo, Matam Lomar Ad Boker, Litein Lo, the next book. And then Vanotarmi Benu Ad Boker, the second Boker, Beish Tisrofu, which teaches me that Ain Surfim Kochim Beyonta. Litin O Boker, Sheni Lisrefa. Don't wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed. Abaye Omer. What do you need a pasuk for? I understand. Omar Kro Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato, Velo Olat Chol B'Shabbat, Velo Olat Chol Beyonta. Listen. If you bring a korban on Erev Shabbos, you bring a korban on Erev Yom Tov, are you allowed to bring the Eburim of this carbon on the nighttime if you didn't get around to bringing it in the day? No. It says over here, you must only be makriv a carbon from Shabbos on Shabbos. But you can't bring the carbon from Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. So if you're not even allowed to bring the carbon, obviously you're not allowed to burn just the Nosar, which is Pasul. You're not even allowed to bring that which is what you have to put on the Mizbeach of the Eburim. Now, this points out, what do you mean? It says all over that we do that at night. Get it? We're now saying that the remains of the of that, but it's beferishin and it's so many different brises, mishnas, that the sreifa of the emurim went on all night from them. Well, how is a child to say that we wouldn't do that on Shabbos? Tiny is the Rabbeinu Tam, all of those cases are talking about only if it's moshlo ben ha'or. Where you had first miba'od yom, put it on the mizbeach, and it started burning.
Not if it was unkept.
But if it was not started to burn, and it wasn't nasa lachmash on mizbeach, you don't make it lachmash on mizbeach if it's erev Shabbos' carbon. Even if it's the carbon of the tamid. Okay. In any event, what do I need a pasuk tina zabaya? If olat shabbat b'shabbat tov lo olat chol b'shabbat v'lo olat chol b'yom tov, so kol shekein over here. What is this nota? It's from carbon that was brought b'chol. It was brought an Erev Pesach. So it's a chulin carbon, so to speak. Not from Shabbos. Not from Yontav. What, you have a Havamina that you should burn it on Yontav? Absolutely not. Rav Amar. Rav says, the whole issue of doing the loch on Yontav, what does it say? Hu livado ye'aseh lechem. Dafka asher ye'achel lechol nefesh, and only asher ye'achol lechol nefesh. What is that extra livado? So first of all, it's who? Whatever you could have done before, you don't do on Yontav. You should have taken that care of that before Yontav. And Levado. Levado comes to tell me, I don't care if you've got a serious reason to do it because it's a mitzvah. For instance, suppose you have a mila, which is shalobizmana. So now, you'll say, well, look, maybe it's not the eighth day, which of course I do on Yontav, and I do on Shabbos, but it's not the eighth day. So what if it's not the eighth day? It's such a big mitzvah, why wouldn't I do it on Yontav? Comes on the pasuk to say, no, even Mila Shelo Bizmana, which I would have said, what do you mean? It's obviously a Kal V'Chomer that it's Docha Yontav, it's Docha, it ought to be Docha Shabbos. Because we have our old famous Kal V'Chomer. Tzoras is Docha anything, right? It's Docha the Aveda. A coin has Tzoras. He's allowed to snip off the Tzoras in order to do Aveda, but Tyra, absolutely not. But Aveda is so Chomer, it's Docha Shabbos. If we do the Aveda on Shabbos. And nonetheless, so what are we going to say? That if you have a child to be mal, and there's tzaras in his foreskin, you cut off the tzaras? So kol shekein, that means the ultimate, the chumrah, is the mila. So what's the nafkamina? Mila shelo bizmana, mila bizmana. We always cut off a tzaras for mila. So kol shekein, it should be derech Shabbos, because even Aveda is derech Shabbos, and Aveda is not enough to be derech tzaras. But that Kal V'Chomer comes along the pasuk to tell me, no. Ulevado. So if that's the case, it's saying that Psule Kachim, which is no different than Mila Shelo Bizmana, can it be done later? Does it have a B'moado? No. So Mamela, for sure, I'm not going to do it on Yontav. Rav Ashi, the whole issue is an exercise in futility. What was the basis of your thought that we ought to do it on Yontav? You said because of Esedocha Lotasa. But Yontav is also an assay. Every time the Torah says Shabbaton, B'yom HaRishon Shabbaton, B'yom HaShvi'i Shabbaton, what is that Shabbaton? That's a mitzvah d'oraita, to be sure, Shovet. That's a mitzvah assay. In assay, Docha Lotasa, V'assay. So how would I be Docha? So it's not even a Havamina to need a pasuk for at all. Okay, this daf may be a bit premature, but we're on daf Pei Gimel, and we're up to the Mishnah. Hag is premature.
Oh, is it?
Oh. Are we ready?
Ready?
I believe so. No, what's the Mishnah today?
Mishnah?
Why don't we try that again?
Zug der Heilige Mishnah.
Ha'atzamot v'hagidim v'hanutar yisarafu b'shishasar. Anything that was left over, that hadn't been eaten at the Korban Pesach, it's not exactly clear what the difference is between these atzamot and gidim, if they're notar, and they're included in notar. Why we're listing them separately, this, of course, the Gemara will go into. But in any event, the bones, because the bones have a little bit of a problem that we can't break them. If there's anything inside of them, and by definition, we have a little bit of a trouble here. Do we take out the moach from the bones, or do we have to bring the bone itself? Is it also to break a bone when the carbon is no longer kosher? All of these are issues to be discussed. Gidim are tendons and so on, which are sometimes inedible, but then if they're inedible, why would they have the nisrefa? Vahanotar, nisarfu, when do we burn them? Not on the first day of Yom Tov, but only on Chol HaMoed in the morning, b'shishar asar. Chal shisar asar v'yot b'shabat, and we wait until shivar asar. V'she'inan dolchin lo et ha-shabat v'lo et ha-yom tov. For some reason, the burning of notar, even though it's a mitzvah, is not doche anything, not even Yom Tov itself, certainly not Shabbat. Omer of Mori Baravu, Omer of Yitzchak. Atzamot Kodashim. Let's forget about Korban Pesach now for a moment. Atzamot of all Kodashim. Sheshimshun notar. Once they contained notar, then the atzamot themselves are considered to be notar themselves, and even if you remove the moach that was edible inside, the bones are considered to be notar in terms of being metame. Notar is metame tayadayim, because they were the equivalent of a concept called basis davarasa. Now there was an extent, a whole dinner, tumat notars anyway, in drabonim. In order to get the Kohanim to be a little bit nervous about it. So we put it in of notar, anything that had been the base of notar, so to speak. Now that doesn't seem right on the surface to be our sugya, but in fact, obviously, it relates to our Mishnah. Name of Isayyali. Let us see whether our Mishnah indeed proves that bones that had contained notar consider themselves to be notar. It says in our Mishnah, Atzamot v'agidim v'hanotar yisarfu v'shishasar. Let us understand what bones we're talking about. Hani atzamot hechidami. Ilay medalet b'hu moach. We're talking about bones that have no marrow in them. So why do we have to burn them at all? Nashdim, throw them out. Because the din of Srefa is only on something that's edible. So what are we burning them for? Elachita, it's talking about the Itbu Moach. They do have marrow. So then, I understand that if Revi Mori Baravua was correct in saying that having once been Mishamish Notar, then the bone itself remains Notar, that would explain why I'd have to burn the actual bone. If you're going to tell me that the fact that a bone once contained marrow that had become notar is irrelevant, so why do we need to burn the bones? Why don't we just get out the marrow? Nitbarino, break the bone. Take out the marrow from the bone. Burn the marrow, which is the only part that's edible. Throw out the rest. Seems to be absolute proof that shimush notar milte. Indeed, from our Mishnah we see that a bone that had been the container for marrow of notar indeed requires srefa, and therefore would indeed be metame yadayim, just as Rav Mori Baravua suggested. Says the Gemara, not necessary. Amri lo. Actually, I could say liolam emelach hashimush notar lav milti. It may well be that having once been the base of the marrow of notar doesn't give any particular din to the bone itself. But the thing is, kasavar bo bekasher. Maybe the point over here is, in our Mishnah, that I can't break the bone. Because if you hold etzem lo tishburu bo, means in a Pesach, whether that Pesach is kosher or pasul, meaning whether it's notar or not, what am I supposed to do again? When you say, why do I burn the bone? Why don't I just break it open and take out the notar? Because the Torah said, you're not allowed to break a bone. So what's the question? Therefore, that itself would be the chiddush of the Mishnah. Not because once upon a time there was marrow that had been notar within it, and therefore we can't break the bone and remove the notar, wouldn't be enough, but because we're not allowed to break the bone. So as the Gemara's Havamina was that it was going according to the Madi Omer, who says that etzem lo tishburu bo means you cannot break a bone in an edible Korban Pesach. But once it's not kosher anymore, because now it's notar, you could break the bone. If that's the case, why are we burning the bone? Just remove the marrow. But once I tell you that it's usher to break a bone, even though the korban is no longer kosher because it's become notar. So then what does that have to do with shimush notar milta? It's because I can't break the bone. The only way to burn the marrow is to burn the bone. So we can't bring a raya from here to Rav Mori Bar Avuha. Rav Mori Bar Avuha was talking about kachim in general. Kachim, there's no issue of breaking a bone of a normal korban. So all he's saying is that having once been mishamish notar, the bone itself would be matami.
Where what? Where non-Kohen are dealing with the bones, get the
side of the bones,
get the teeth.
Always.
They always get the
bones, leave
the whole.
Every
Karmashlamin
has to allow.
They don't just get the meat out
of it. No. Okay, so we have no riot. Says the Gemara, are you indeed going to insist that the halacha is that I feel a bit puzzled? Now you're not allowed to break a bone, even in a carbon puzzle. What's done? Aval hamotir betahor v'hashover betamei inosefeket arba'i. The Tana of our parak says later on that the din is that somebody who would break a bone in a carbon that is not kosher, so it's tamei, let's say, would not be chayiv. So apparently there is no iser in breaking the bone. How do you say now that our mission is going like Mandi Omar? Well, you cannot break the bone, that's why I have to burn it. Must be that the reason that I have to burn it is because it once contained nota, and because shimush nota miotahi. Says the Gemara, no. Lo kasha. Kansha italo shahata kosher. Kansha lo italo shahata kosher. One is referring to a case where it never was kosher. So before it ever was roi, it was a nitma. And therefore, there's no issue in breaking a bone. But when we said that bo afilu bepasul, that was where we had a korban pesach that had initially been kasher. Now it became no time. So at that point, you would be allowed to break the bone. Okay, so maybe that's the pshat. Mantana de shani lei ben shaita lo shata kosher lo shata lo shata kosher. And where do we see that there is such a mandioma that a korban pesach, once it was kosher, is also indeed to break a bone, even afterwards when it becomes no time? That's Rabbi Yaakov. We're not making up shita, because look, it's a brighter. The Tanya, ve'etzem lo tishburu bo bekasher v'lo bepasul. Once the animal becomes pasul, there'd be no problem of breaking the bone. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, that's not quite true. If it was once kosher and then became notar, you wouldn't be able to break the bone, and that would explain why we would need to burn the bone, not because of shimush notar. Lo aitala shata kosher. However, if it had never been a kosher korban, then ein bo mishum shvirata etzem. Whereas Rabbi Shimon omer echadze v'echadze, ein bo mishum shvirata etzem. If the animal is not kosher at the present moment, doesn't matter whether it had a shata kosher, it would always be no iser of shvirata etzem. Beitvei, kol atzamot ha-kodashim, ein t'unim sreifa, chutz mi'atzamot ha-pesach, mipnei ha-takala. So all of atzamot of kodashim, besides the korban pesach, do not require burning, because all you have to do is break them open, take out the marrow, and then you were makai in your midst of sreifat hanotar. To burn the bones is a major issue. But when it comes to the atzamot ha-pesach, because of the takala, what are you supposed to do? You'll be over on the iser. Etzem lo tishburu bo. Therefore, you have no choice but to burn the bone together with the nota. Now, let's understand what we're talking about over here. Hani atzamot hechidam. Ilem edelet b'umoach. Are we referring to bones that do not contain marrow? So, lama lo esreifa, why are we burning them? Elap shita diit b'umoach. Must be that there is marrow in the bone. Now, isal kedait shimush notar miltehi. If you're going to tell me that Rav Mori Bar Avuha is correct, and that the din is that having once contained notar, they are now considered to be notar, so then why does it say atzamot kadashim do not require sreifa? If these atzamot contained marrow of notar, what good is it to open them up and to take out the marrow and only burn the marrow? You're right, there's no issue of breaking the bone, but the bone itself now is notar according to him, because the bone was mishamish notar. So why don't we need to burn the bone? Before we have a raya over here specifically against the shita that shimush notar is miltei. Why would the atzamot of all kachim not require burning? Amr Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Hocha b'mayaskinan, Gagon shematzaan chalutzim. We're talking about over here is that we found the bones in a pile. They were already broken,
and already it had the marrow removed. Therefore, what we say is like this. If we're talking about a pile of atzamot kodashim, where there was never an iser shvirata etzem before it became notar, so we assume that the bones were broken correctly to be eaten, to remove it before it became notar. And why should we say it's shimush notar? The low boy sreifa, we don't need to burn it because there's no reason to assume that it ever contained notar. It obviously had been just the remnants of a meal, of a carbon, in which it was necessary to break the bone in order to take out the marrow, to be yotze d'chiyuv of achila, not because it was notar. And therefore, why say that the bones were ever mishamish notar? The marrow had been removed before it became notar. V'lo bo'os reifa. Whereas atzamot ha-pesach, over there, you're going to have to assume that they weren't broken before, because over there there's an iser of shvirat ha-etzem. So there, before it became notar, it was usher to break a bone. So when were these bones broken? It must have been after it became notar. In which case, by that point, it's too late. And it's shimush notar. And therefore, bo'os reifa. So therefore, on the contrary, it's a raya that we need to burn shimush notar. So we would have now a raya to Rambori Barav. Obviously we don't know how to read it, but saying if we understand it that way, it would be Bedafka saying the Shita of Rav Mori. Rav Zvidomar, Rav Zvid, so we could approach it another way. We could say like this. We could say Achmar Eskinan, Kagon Shem Matza'an, Sivurin Sivurin. What happened over here is we found a large pile. We don't want to check every single bone over here. Gosh, it's going to take us 3 hours to go through this pile of bones, see if there's any notar left here. Okay, so what we do is we find at the top are mehen chalutzim. We see that the ones that we see have been opened and the marrow removed. So atzamot kodashim deit ben mishum shvirata, dein ben mishum shvirata etzem. So if we're talking about a pile of bones of, let's say, shlomi, where there's no issue of shvirata etzem, so then, why bother checking? We can certainly assume that if we saw that the upper ones had been broken and they had been properly eaten, so then why should we look around and see whether anything's left? Mashenkin atzamot ha-pesach, over there, yesh b'mishmurim shvirat ha-etzem, over there, why should we assume that all of them were taken care of? Dumahani de chaltsino, maybe these, they had broken open afterwards. V'lahana lo chaltsino b'yis reifa, maybe indeed, the other ones do require sreifa. Maybe things had been done wrong with the upper ones. So in other words, all that I'm saying differently, I'm agreeing with the original approach from Nachman. All I'm saying is that what's the shaila? That we have a suffix, whether we're shimush notar. We don't know. He's like, okay, if you don't know, then you can basically assume that it wasn't shimush notar. That's all I'm saying. He's saying you'd always have to be chashish it was shimush notar. But we're both agreed that it could very well be going like Rav Mori. And the only nafkamina between Kodshim and Pesach is whether you have to look. Because by the Korban Pesach, there in Akinani, you'd have to assume that who would break the bones before. Yes, so far, he's a no good mix. How do I know? I'm only disagreeing over here. I'm only disagreeing about whether you have to look. That's all. I'm saying shimush notar indeed would require sreifa, except that why bother looking? Well, let's assume it was done properly. By that, somas ha-pesach, over there already you got a problem, because if it was done properly, then adarav, it would have been shimush notar. So there you have to see whether there's anything there that you need to burn.
No, either they did it wrong, or they ate notes or not.
But no, or they broke it to remove none.
No, I didn't hear that. So, Pesach, if you find...
Yeah. And the question over here, the Maharsha points out, the Gemara hasn't determined here, hasn't told us who we're holding with. We're holding like the Shita that says that it's us or Bo, whether or not it's kosher. That seems to be the nafkamina between that and the maskana, is whether we have to be chayesh for an iser shiras etzim even afterwards. If something was done wrong, so how do we know that they didn't leave it at the bottom ones correctly? Then we have to go and burn it. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kol hagidin basar. Now getting on to the next piece of the Mishnah. Now we understand why it says atzamot. Okay. But what about gidin? Now Rav Yehuda says, he quotes Rav the same, that gidim are all considered to be basar. In other words, they're considered to be edible, And therefore, if you eat gidim on your Korban Pesach, your yotzeh, if you become registered on the Korban Pesach, and the part that you're registered to is gidim, you're perfectly kosher, except for gidei tzavah. The various gidim in the tzavah, and gidim can be tendons, gidim can be thick nerves, and so on. So the gidei tzavah are not edible, and there your tzavah should be meat. Says the Gemara, what about our mission? Our Mishnah says atzamot and gidim and notar are burned. Yisafu b'shishasa. Now, what kind of gidim are we talking about? Teichidami. Ile megidei basar. Are we talking about the gidim that you just said are okay to eat? So then I don't understand. Why are we burning them? Why don't we eat them? I'll say, well, they were left over. So then that's no sir. You're telling me that gidim are basar. So then why are they listed separately? Elopshita gidei tzavar. Elamai, you're talking about gidim that normally would not be eaten. So then, if you're going to tell me that they have a din of meat, and nonetheless I can't eat them because they're not edible in the sense that I can chew them and so on, but they have a din of meat in terms of sreifa, so that kufa would be the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying gidim that are difficult to eat and they're gristle, nonetheless that have a tam baser, need to be burned. So I wouldn't have known that if I would have just said no. So I need to mention separately gidim. This is how Tosif understands. So amtolachi boisreifa. Now the iamet lav basar nino. If you're going to tell me they don't have a din of basar, which is what Rav was saying, why am I burning them? Lamalu sreifa. So it seems from our Mishnah that we don't hold a Rav. Omer of Chista, what we're talking about over here is not gidei tzavar. Gidei tzavar indeed do not have a din of basar at all. What we're talking about over here is the gidei anasha. I'll tell you about the Giran Nasha, you can't eat the Giran Nasha. We're talking about the Giran Nasha according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is only one of the Giran Nasha that's awesome. And the problem is, not sure which one, right foot or left foot. In which case, there is a Giran Nasha that should have been eaten but wasn't eaten. So it's no sir. Which means that we have to list. And that, therefore, the Giran that you didn't eat, since it's Roy Lachila, needs to be burnt. So lo nitzkar le gid anosha libra Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer einu noeg ela ba'achat. The gid anosha is only one of the legs. Now dat machrat shel yamin. And the way to look at it would be to assume it's the right. But now the question is, the Gemara Kulin wanted to know what that means, hadat machrat. Does hadat machrat means I know? Or does hadat machrat means I tend to believe? If it's I tend to believe, I don't really know. In which case, I'm still left with a suffer. The Gemara and Chulin couldn't prove what Reb Yehuda held. Says the Gemara, well, if you're ready to say that our mission is Reb Yehuda, and that's the only way it works out, then that's a riot that he doesn't know. So Elatif showed the Sfuke Misafke with Reb Yehuda. So then bring a riot from our Mishnah that indeed Reb Yehuda doesn't know which Gidah Nosha is Asur. Because he Mivshep Shitale, if he does know, then the Mishnah no longer makes sense. The one which was kosher to eat should be eaten, and of course if it wasn't, it's included in notar. And the one that's iser was never a mitzvah to eat in the first place, throw it out. Why are we burning it? And since we have no other way of understanding our Mishnah the way you're looking at it, Rob, why do you think that the Gemara was left with a question as to whether Rav Yehuda knows or doesn't know which gid is iser? Ravika Bakina, I'll tell you, it's very simple. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda knows precisely which gid is aser. But after you've got two gidim in a pot in front of you, how do you know which one was the right foot and which one was the left foot, huh? So we once knew, but now they've gotten mixed up. Therefore comes along the Mishnah to say, okay, so you have to burn them because now maybe this is the one that indeed was Roy Lachila and you didn't eat it. So Mamela, go burn it. Kagon Shul Krulabisov Nit Arvu. Ravashi says we don't have to make such a big fuss over here. Could very well be talking about the Shuman of the Gidan Nosha. The Tanya Shamno Mutar, the Shuman of the Gidan Nosha, is indeed Mutar Midiraita to eat, but Yisrael Kedoshim Heim V'Noagim Bo Yisur. The thing is that it's become a minhag to be misrachit from the Gidan Asha, therefore we don't eat it. So Memela, the Mishnah comes to say, okay, you can't ask Nichlino. We have a minute not to eat it, so as far as we're concerned, we're not able to eat it. So you might think that therefore it's not considered to be no, so no, go ahead and burn it. you're mechuyev to burn away. Ravina says it might be talking about the part of the Gira Nasha which indeed is mutter diraita, but which has become osir, and that is bechitzon. Actually, the Gira Nasha is split into two parts. The pnimi hasamuch laetzem is asur, and on that you're chayev midiraisa, you'd be chayev malchus. The chitzon, which is samuch lebasar, is asur, but you're not chayev on it. Therefore, you should know that nonetheless you are chayev to burn it, because meyikar hadin, it is edible. Okay, so we have numerous possibilities. Either Rav Yehuda does know which one is osur, which one isn't osur, and it's talking about they got mixed up. Or Rav Yehuda indeed doesn't know. Therefore, the Mishnah is coming to tell me burn it because he doesn't know. Or we're not even talking about the Gidan Asher, we're talking about the Shuman of the Gidan Asher. Or we're talking about the Gidan Asher, but the part of the Gidan Asher which is kosher midiraisa, but which we have an Isertit midrabbanan.
Each one is
kind of each one has a pnimi nechitzon. Chal shishasar liyot b'shabbat. It's okay. So we don't burn notar, not on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, why would that be true? Neiti asei v'yitvei lo tasei. Don't we have a mitzvah asei, which is to burn the notar beish tisrafen? Then you've got a lo tasei, not to do malach on Yom Tov. Be docha and do it anyway. Omar Chizkia v'chein Tonik v'chizkia Omar Kro lo totiru mimenu ad boker v'anotar mimenu ad boker. What's this repetition over here? Anotar mimenu ad boker beish tisrafu. You already said ad boker. That's the definition of notar. Therefore, must be shein tam lomar ad boker. Ma tam lomar ad boker must be litein lo boker sheini v'sreifato. The Torah is bedavka telling us do not burn the notar on Yom Tov. Burn it only on the second morning. Abaye Omar, Omar Kro Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato. By the way, you'll notice that the Torah is saying not to burn the notar at night. No, we have to wait till wait till the second morning. So then maybe that's the reason that you don't burn it.
I'm sorry, say that again.
In other words, you're not telling me that I can't burn it on Yom Tov. Because I'm never allowed to burn it. I'm never allowed to burn it at night. So it's not a din that it's not docha Yom Tov and not docha Shabbos. You've come to a conclusion. Since the Torah insists that I have to wait till the second morning, therefore must be that we don't say Hesed Docha Lo Zaseh on the din of Sreifas Chomer. Then maybe it's just a din that you have to wait till that time. If that time comes out on Shabbos, so what? It's not a din that it isn't docha Yom Tov. It's that that's when you burn Yom Tov. If all right, you don't burn it at night either. It's Gufa coming to tell me that there's a din of waiting until the morning in order to burn it. So maybe just giving me the time to burn it. So how do we know that Sreifas Kachim in general wouldn't be Docha Yom Tov? It's obviously Xeris HaKosav. Because even if it was Chol, it would be also to burn at night. So it's just done, Xeris HaKosav. Don't burn it at night. There's nothing to do. Yeah. We're coming up with Halacha that Sreifas Kachim is not Docha Yom Tov, not Docha Shabbat.
Based
on the fact that the Torah says wait until the next morning. But if that were the reason, then why can't I burn it at night? If the Yom Tov, I'll burn it at night. What, I have to wait until the morning of Chol HaMoed? So obviously it's a new Gzeres HaKosav. It has nothing to do with the question of being Deicha Yom Tov. It's just this is the time that Torah said that you have to burn nicer. Thank you very much for the coffee, but it's starting to eat away into your budget at this point. I thought we were only matir when you bring it from home. Ben has money, you have a higher budget.
I thought no sir is only in the morning. It doesn't become no sir at night, and actually you wouldn't burn. It's not no sir yet.
But the next morning.
But this is two mornings later you're talking about. The night afterwards is already 12 hours after it began Nata. Motzi Yom Tov. Why can't I burn it on Motzi
Yom Tov? No sir on Yom Tov, and then you're talking about not burning until the next morning.
Till the next morning? So it's obviously a new Xeris HaKosav.
It becomes no sir the moment you can't eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, even at night.
Whatever, depending on the Shita. It says the fairish ad boker. It's fine. Ad boker, so the morning it's no sir.
Ordinary no sir, you would burn. Ordinary no sir, you would burn.
Can you?
Ordinary no sir, you would burn the next morning. Not wait.
Ordinary no
sir. What is ordinary no sir?
Even if it's not the
other. If you would bring a korban on Tuesday. And you didn't eat it on Tuesday night, you would wear it on Wednesday morning.
Because that's when it becomes noter. I'm not remembering how I got. But over here it became noter the morning before.
What is the sit of the Rabbanan?
It became noter on the Thursday Pesach.
On the Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
Became noter on
Thursday Pesach. So you don't burn it on Thursday Pesach, but you
also. So burn it at night. Burn it Mitzvah Yantar.
Why
don't you burn it on Mitzvah Yantar?
Because it
has
to be burned in the morning.
Okay, so then maybe that's the time that you need to burn noter.
What about
not because you're not docha. Who says it's because you're not docha yontif? Maybe it's because it's exerata katuv to burn it at this time.
So shnei yomim v'layla achad. Let's say something.
Oh, that's Tosfos' his answer. That in achinami from a normal shlomim. In other words, the fact that I can't burn it right away in the first morning is the raya that it's not docha yontif. Because where you've got a case like Rabbati just brought up by Korban Shlomim, where you have over there 2 days to eat it. It becomes noter at night. I still can't burn it at night, but I can burn it the next morning. So over here, why don't I burn it now the next morning? From there, you see that already the first morning is a riot. It's not docha yontif. It's not because of the service occurs in the second morning. So there is a din in morning, you're right, but why not the first morning? Okay, so there's two completely different dinim over here. One is it has to be done in the day. The shaylos go, but so why not the first day? Why don't we wait by a carbon shlomim until the second day? Meaning the fourth day, and that's in that case. Okay, so you see that there's two separate halachos.
That is a rabbanan, and then it becomes tamei. That also becomes tamei. When our hands are tied anyways, you can't already have to wait for your
burden. You should have eaten it, and then your hands wouldn't have been tied. Okay, we're not going to make a special halacha for that. So one raya is that the Torah said you have to wait until the second morning. Why can't you burn it on the first morning? Abaya says no. There's no din of eseh docha lo seseh where that essay involves doing something that is non-Shabbat or non-Yom Tov. For instance, we know it says olat Shabbat b'Shabbato. V'lo olat chol b'Shabbat. V'lo olat chol b'Yom Tov. Something that is not nogea, that let's say you have a korban that is kosher, even. But so you've got an oila where you have things yet that require burning. They were done erev yontif. Can you burn them on yontif? No, because only olat Shabbat b'Shabbato. It's certainly a mitzvah to bring a kosher ola, and nonetheless the Torah said not to bring it. So obviously we're not going to bring a non-kosher thing and be burning it. Rava Amar, Rava says in general, something that can be done at another time is not docha Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because the Torah said, hu levado yeaseh lachem. What's the Torah? Hu levado. Only that which is the yeachel lachol nefesh. Hu levado. As opposed to, hu velo machshira. First of all, it and not that which could have been done before. So machshire ochal nefesh, if I could have prepared whatever I needed to do before, could you have ground the flour before? So then that's not docha. And levado velo mila shelo bizmana haba mikaf chomer. On the surface, it would appear to be perfectly reasonable to say that a child, not on the eighth day of Mila, you missed the eighth day, now it's the tenth day, you should nonetheless be able to go ahead and be docha Shabbos. Why? Because Mila Shelo Bizmana is docha Tzaras, correct? At any time. Wherever the Orla has Tzaras on it, we cut it off, even though it's Usur to cut off a Negat Tzarat. But Tzarat, according with Tzarat, is docha avoda. Avoda itself is docha Shabbos. So koshik ein mila shalom is mana should be docha Shabbos. Nonetheless, comes along the pasuk to say levado, that since it can be done at another time, in this case at a later time, so whether it could be done velo machshirav before, or mila shalom is mana, which can be done tomorrow, is not docha yontif. In which case the notar can be done tomorrow, so it's not docha yontif. Ravashi amir? Ravashi says very simple. This is not a case of eset docha lotase. Yontif is not only a lotase, Yontif is also a mitzvah tase. Because it says Shabbaton, and Shabbaton, that is mentioned by the various Yomim Tovim, it says Yom Rishon Shabbaton, Yom Shvi Shabbaton, that Shabbaton is an ase. The ein os ase doche lotase v'ase. You cannot use, obviously, mitzvah tase to be doche another mitzvah tase, especially if this one has a lotase with it. And therefore, the original question is not a question. Why would I think that Sreifas Nozer should be docha Yom Tov at all? Very nice. Mishnah Pegim. Ha'atzamot v'agidim ha'notar yisarfu b'shishasar. Chal shishasar liyot b'shabbat yisarfu b'shivasar. Lefi she'enan dochim lo et ha'shabbat v'lo et ha'yom tov. Omer Rav Mori bar Avuha, Omer Rav Yitzchak, atzamot kodashim shishimshu notar are metamim et ha'yadayim, even though they have nothing left of the notar in them. Hoyol v'na'asu basis v'varasu. Nimu misayel from our Mishnah. Ha'atzamot agidim ha'notar yisafu l'shishasar, hani atzamot echidam. Ilay midalet b'moach, so why are we burning them? Throw them out. Elav shitadit b'moach. Oh, si yam b'bishleim ha'shimush notar milti amtolach yiboy sreifa, li yam b'shimush notar lav milti. Lom alu sreifa. Nidbarino, right now, why don't we just break them open? Take out the moachtidu, v'nisrafei, and then throw out the rest. Must be shmamina, shimush notar. It's too late. It's a milti, and these bones now require sreifa. No, not necessarily. Liola memelaga shimush notar lav milta. The thing is that there's no other way to burn the notar but by burning the bones. Because since we're dealing with the korban pesach, kosovra bo, etzem lo tishbur bo, not only bekasher, but afilo bepasu. Afilo bepasu, sagadaita. What's not? Aval amotir betor vashover betame eno zafek et arbaim. So you see that it's not asur to break a bone on a korban pesach that's pasul? Lo kasha. Kansha ita lo shata kosher, kansha lo ita lo shata kosher. Uman tana de shani le. Ben shaita lo shata kosher lo lo. Ita lo shata kosher Rabbi Yaakov. Ida tanya vetzem lo tishbru bo bo. Pekashev lo bepasul. Rabbi Yaakov omer, ita lo shata kosher ven ifsal. It still is osur. Yesh bo mishum shvirat ha'etzem. Only if it never had a shata kosher, then ein bo mishum shvirat ha'etzem. Rabbi Shimon omer echad ze v'echad ze, ein bo mishum shvirat ha'etzem. It all depends on its current status. Meitzvei. Kol atzamot ha'kodashim ein t'unim srefa chutz mi'atzamot ha'pesach v'pnei ha'takala. Hani atzamot hechidami. Ima midalet b'hu mo'ach salam alu srefa. Ela pshita di'it b'hu mo'ach. V'yisa ha'kadaitech shimu shnotar miltehim. So atzamot kodashim also should require sreifa. My intunim sreifa, having once contained the moach of notar, they should need to be burned. Omer of Nachavayitz, it's talking about shematzan chalutzin. So atzamot kodashim, the inben mishum shvirata etzem, kami denavi notar. So because, you know, we assume that they had been nechvats before and eaten properly, and therefore lo abishimush notar, velo boy sreifa. Whereas at Samot HaPesach, where it would have been also before, must be that the Batim Aminotu Utechav Sinu. Which is Abel Yishim Mishnah Taru Bo Sreifa. Rav Zvi Amar Achum Ayaskinan, Gedon Shematzam Tzvorin Tzvorin Umehen Chalutzin. So at Samot Kadashim, Dein Lehem Yishmum Shvuyat HaEtzem, so then I assume, Lekulu, I have a Chalutzul Vachalu, why should I worry about it, Lo Bo Sreifa? At Samot HaPesach, since over there Yesh Behem Yishmum Shvuyat HaEtzem, so Dilma Hani de Chatzino, Lahanik Lo Chatzino, and therefore Boy Sreifa. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Hagidim Basar Chutz Migidei Tzava. Tzanat Zemot Vagidim Anotar Yisafu B'Shishasar. Which Gidim? Ile Migidei Basar. I thought you said they're Basar. Eat them. Idi Totar. It's included in Nota. Ela Pshit. It's got to be Gidei Tzava. So I Amit Bishleima. They have a din of Basar vis-a-vis Nota. So that explains why we need to burn them. Ela Yamad La Basar. You're going to tell me like Rav says that they're not Basar at all, even vis-a-vis notar, why am I burning them? Omer Chisulon, it's called a gira nosh, a libet Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, ain't a noy gila ba'achat, v'adat machrat shel yamin, but I'm not 100% sure, and therefore we're going to have to burn it because maybe it's roi lachila. Oh, so in other words, you're telling me that we now know that Rabbi Yehuda is misupak? So the tivshot the svukim is safkele the Rabbi Yehuda? Because obviously if he knows which one is which, and he means la'alok, it's only the right one, so he mipshet shitale, the one that's at their eat, the one that's also thrown in the garbage can. Lomalei sreifa, what are we burning over here? Omer avika barchina na, kagon shu akru originally, and then they got mixed up. So it's coming to tell us that mitzad ha-sofik, I'll have to burn it. Ravashi omer lo nitzgal l'sham no degid ha-nosha. The tanya meyikra din sham no mutar. Nonetheless, Yisrael kadoshimein, v'no agin bo yisur. Ravina Amar could be talking about the Giranosh itself, but the part which is Chitzon, Kribyuram Shmuel, Dom Ravinam Shmuel, Shnei Gidimim, Pnimi has some Mukhla etzem Asur v'chayavim alam. Chitzon, which is some Mukhla Basar, is Asur v'in chayavim alam. Chal Shishasar liyot b'Shabbat. Now, why don't we burn it on Yontav itself? Amai. Neiti asei v'yitchalot asei. Omer Chizkiya v'chaiton el v'chizkiya makro, lo totiru mimenu ad boker, v'anotar mimenu ad boker, v'yitchtisrofu, she'in tam ad lomar ad boker again, ma tam ad lomar ad boker. ניתן לו בוקר שני לשריפתו. אביי אמר, אמר קרא, עולת שבת בשבתו, ולא עולת חול בשבת, ולא עולת חול ביום טוב, אין כל שכן וכל שכן, לא קודשים אסורים ביום טוב. רוב אמר, אמר קרא, הוא לבדו יעשה לכם, הוא ולא מכשיריו, לבדו ולא מילה שלו בזמנו, since it could be done afterwards, even though אבא עמיקה וחומר. רב אשי אמר, all questions are a mistake. This isn't an issue of Ezeloch Elosa, sir. There's a mitzvah of Shabbaton on Nantev. And that Shabbaton is not a description, it's a mitzvah. So Shabbaton de Yom Tov aseu, ve'in asei, docha lota asei, ve'asei.